Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That is Happy, and it's from Sandra Nkake, who joins me here on Jazz FM. Hi, Sandra. Welcome,
hi.
Welcome. You're here for the EFG London Jazz Festival. That's a favourite of mine from you, and you're here as, I guess, representing your universal ability to just shift genre, because you used to work in dance music and R&B, and now, of course, jazz as well. You've done stuff with Gregory Porter, China Moses, all sorts of people. Welcome to Jazz FM.
Thank you very much.
And we'll get to speak with Alex in just a moment, who's with you, of course. And there's a fantastic, wonderful show celebrating the music of Billy Strayhorn. But I wanted to talk to you just briefly before we do that, because I know you've come in from Paris and you live in Paris, right? And you were very much, very close and connected to the events that happened on Friday. Tell us more.
Yeah. I was in Stade de France with my kids, watching the game. And we heard two explosions, but we couldn't. We couldn't figure if it was something real or, you know, just kids playing around. And
there was a kind of ironic cheer at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it was my first football game ever, and we were very happy. And at mid-game, I started, you know, thinking maybe I should call someone or send a message. And then I received so many messages, and people were frightened. And I tried not to scare the kids. So we waited for the end of the game. And then people were running everywhere, crying. And it was a very strange time. So we had to finally go home safe. And we spoke until, I think, 3 or 4 in the morning, because they couldn't go to sleep. And we spent the weekend talking about it. And on Sunday was my birthday, so it was a really strange moment. But, you know, life and love makes it easier. We had to talk, and we're still talking. And today I was woken up by helicopters, you know, in the suburbs, because they were trying to find this guy in Saint-Denis.
Yeah, so big events happening still.
And we still don't understand François Hollande's response to this, because I think there's a great failure in French Republic. You know, we haven't managed to blend everyone. We haven't managed to create a place for everyone. So that's why.
Yeah, they were talking about the drumbeats of war on the news last night. It was like something out of the Day Today, which I don't know if you know, but anyway, it's a sort of parody series. But we're very, very grateful to have you here, considering the difficulty of traveling out of Paris. I can't even conceive what it must have been like to be with your children in a stadium yards away from a terrorist bomb attack. And our thoughts with everyone there, of course. And thanks for coming over still. I know that you're going to be not stepping down from doing gigs or refusing to go see football games with France. You're going to be doing a bit more now, right? Just to show the solidarity.
Yeah, we're going to keep on, keep on singing, keep on writing, keep on trying to build bridges from cultures to other cultures. And this night we sent messages to all our musicians, you know, to all our friends, to try to gather and create music, so that we have to remember, we have to learn, we have to stay quiet, to breathe, so we can think properly. Because I think what we need to do now is think. And think how we can make things better, and not only in France. I mean, worldwide, because we're all connected. Yeah. I was born in Cameroon, and people are killed every day in Cameroon, in Nigeria, in Eritrea. I mean, all over the world. So we're all responsible, and we all have something to say about this ultra-liberal systems that are, you know, conducting our lives. And maybe we should drive less, use less gas, and I don't know. We have things to do.
The energy question.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here. We'll get to talking about Billy Strayhorn in just a moment and your involvement in this show, which is fabulous, on Friday at Cadogan Hall. You know, you missed a little bit of West London became France yesterday with a football match there. It was beautiful to see. We have Sandra Nkake here, we have Alex Webb, and we'll talk more in just a moment. greatest ever, Duke Ellington, and that was Take the A Train, a live recording there, and a Billy Strayhorn composition. And on Friday, you can get along to the Cadogan Hall. I don't know if there's... Alex, are there still tickets for this show?
There are still some tickets,
yeah. Tickets for this show, where you get to... Yesterday, this time, we had Alan Harris on the show, and now another couple of participants in this excellent celebration of Billy Strayhorn, Alex Webb, and we've already spoken to Sandra Conkey, and welcome to you as well, Alex.
Welcome.
It's great to have you here. I would describe you as a bit of a jazz historian at heart, because we've talked before about your show, Cafe Society, which you then took back to New York, the home of the actual Cafe Society, and here you are celebrating another great contributor to African American and American history. I mean, it's right in the DNA there, the music of Duke Ellington there, but one of the most important collaborators with him was Billy Strayhorn. And I've no notes here because I don't want any notes. We're just going to talk about Billy Strayhorn. Tell me about the significance of Billy Strayhorn.
Well, I mean, the first thing is that most people hearing that wonderful music would assume that was an Ellington composition, and it's actually Billy Strayhorn in its entirety. And a lot of classic Ellington is Strayhorn, Satin Doll and things like that. He also Chelsea Bridge, a lot of the great stuff from the 40s. He also wrote one of the great songs of the great American songbook, which is Lush Life, which in fact Ellington didn't record, to everyone's disappointment, but a lot of other people did. And the thing about Strayhorn's story, he was very much under the wing of Ellington, and his story isn't very well known. For example, this year is the centenary of Frank Sinatra and Billie Holiday, and we all know about that. It's also the centenary of Strayhorn. And so one of the reasons we're doing this show is to mark that. In fact, it would have been this month. It would have been 100.
Tell me about some of the compositions you have in the show on Friday. I've no doubt you have Take the A Train in there. Some of the other sort of lesser known ones.
Well, there's a lot of material, and the funny thing is it's still being discovered, because musicologists are looking at the Ellington catalogue and they're comparing manuscript versions of the arrangements and stuff, and realising that things which were formerly credited to Ellington were actually Strayhorn. And of course, sometimes, a bit like Lennon and McCartney, sometimes you don't know which one it was. You know, they work together. So there'll be things that probably people haven't heard of. Sandra's going to be singing a crazy thing called Rumbot from his suite, The Drum is a Woman. That's Strayhorn. There's a wonderful film noirish thing called Strange Feeling, which I don't know if anyone's ever performed live. You know, very obscure. And Strayhorn, remember, he was a melody writer. He had an acute harmonic imagination. He was a great arranger. And he was also a lyricist. He really could turn his hand to anything. And I think that, of course, we'll do all the classics and the stuff, you know, everyone will be waiting for. But there'll be a few things there that are surprises to people. I hope they'll enjoy them.
Sandra, were you someone who grew up with the music of Duke Ellington and inadvertently Billy Strayhorn, or is it something like me? I admit I've come to Ellington and Strayhorn very late in my appreciation of this music and discovered a whole world, a universe of joy out there. Tell me about your relationship with the music.
Well, I'm totally new to this. I feel like I'm a newborn, because I grew up with mostly Nina Simone and Billie Holiday. And yeah, I know, I couldn't remember the Take the A Train and probably Lush Life, but I didn't know any of the material. And Alex is the one person who wants me to be a jazz singer. And if I ever be a jazz singer, it's going to be thanks to him. And he just sent me a message saying, okay, I feel you can do this. How do you feel about it? I just listened to the songs and I felt so grateful that I would do something that I had never done before. I've never sang these songs before in my life. So we're going to have fun.
Yeah, while we were playing that and that was airing, you felt the compulsion to start singing to Take the A Train. It's irresistible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's irresistible, and it reminds us of how short life is, and we really need to stay focused on important things, on love, on sharing, on trying to understand each other. And you can be sad sometimes, but you need to dance. You need to spread love, to spread smiles. And
yeah. And Alex, the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn are directly connected with dance.
Exactly. In fact, I was just thinking, one of the things, Wynton Marsalis has said this, you know, that jazz is life-affirming. At a time, if you look at European classical music, for example, in the 20th century, there's a lot of despair in it, a lot of alienation. And if you think about the situation of black people in America in the 20th century, it's been very tough, but the music has mostly been joyous, and the world has responded to that. You know, the jazz took over the world because it had a message that everyone could understand, and Ellington's Strayhorn music absolutely personifies that. It's a lot of it's dance music. music. Some of it's very direct. Some of it, I have to say, and Sandra knows this, especially at the Strayhorn end, it can be quite complex music, which isn't easy to sing, which is one of the things we've been trying to deal with. But I know she'll do a great job.
Yeah, it's astounding how many times the Strayhorn compositions have been covered by so many different jazz artists, so many iconic jazz artists down the years. The singers, we've got Sandra and Karke here, of course. We had Alan Harris on yesterday, wonderful baritone voice. You've got David McAlmont as well.
Yeah.
They're all involved in the show. Tell me about the music behind it as well, because I know that you drive it from where you're sitting.
Yeah, I want to say quickly something about David McAlmont. I mean, McAlmont and Butler, very successful rock-pop act of the 90s, been back on the road recently. I don't know if all McAlmont's fans realise just what an amazing singer he is. He's done lots of extraordinary things outside the pop music field as well, and very much looking forward to working with him. But we've got a great band led by a tenor saxophonist and arranger, Frank Griffith, who's another American guy who lives here. And we've got a really great front line with people like Tony Kofi on alto, Sue Richardson and Robbie Robson on trumpets, and a rhythm section of Gary Crosby, an old mate of mine, and Rod Young's a team that always work together. Another American, in fact, Rod Young. So we've got an Anglo-American band, we've got a French singer, we've got a French Cameroonian. It's a very international effort. It'll be a swinging night, I'm sure of that.
It is going to be an amazing night, and thank you for coming in and talking, Alex.
Pleasure.
And Sandra and Karke, considering where you were at last weekend, last Friday, to the life-affirming event that you're taking part in this Friday, an amazing swing, and that's life, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I love it.
Great stuff. All right, get along to Cadogan Hall, which is near Sloane Square. It's like yards from Sloane. Yeah. Come out the station, do a right, there it is. And it's a wonderful venue that hosts classical music and sometimes jazz as well. And it's going to be some celebration in there of the music of Billy Strayhorn. I'm going to play this because this is special. Johnny Hartman with Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K-traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Life is awful.